And so I'm waiting for my intro to play, and it does not seem.
Then the Jazz Queen.
Okay. Are talking about it I will definitely have to contact BTR about that.
This show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello, this is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Mike is at work, so it's just me. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, the evening edition. It is Tuesday, August 4th, 2015. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the chat room, Ollie J. Good to see you, Ollie. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Paul Whitley's picture. That will bring you into the show page, and below that is the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. This evening, I welcome back guitarist Paul Whitley. He has a brand new CD called Come Groove With Me, and has some nice guest artists on here as well. Welcome back to the show, Paul.
Hey, how you doing? I'm glad to be here.
Doing good. Yeah, it's been a while since we talked to you.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. So we only have Paul for about 30 minutes. So we're going to talk. I might play one song during that time, but the last 30 minutes of the show, I will play more music. So just kind of sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation and join in if you would like to. So, Paul, I've been listening to some of the music on Come Groove With Me. I really liked your debut project, Versatility. So this is a nice follow up to that.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So tell me about Come Groove With Me.
Well, you know, after the first album, you know, I knew I got a lot of good reviews on it. So I knew I had to kind of, you know, take it up a notch. So I tried to, you know, I got a little bit on the guitar, a little bit on the keys and stuff. So I just try to include some of that stuff, you know, in this project. And I was able to get, you know, some other artists that I ran into, like Jonathan Fritzen and Marcus Anderson and Elon, you know, on it this time.
So when you say you ran into them, how did you run into Jonathan?
Well, he was actually, I'm in Charlotte. He was in Charlotte and I played, well, I mean, he's a keyboard player, but, you know, he do a lot of soloing, but actually a good friend of mine, you know, John Dillard, he plays bass with him a lot of times when he come in. He had pulled me in on the gig. I was actually doing sound and playing, you know, so, you know, I was just kind of holding the pads while he, you know, soloed. And then, you know, I just got his contact and told him that I may, you know, want to get him on a couple things. And a couple times he came, you know, I do backline, so I had rented, you know, keyboards for him when he came too. So I ran into him maybe two or three times since he came in.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you do backline. I'll have to let Mike know about that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll definitely have to let Mike know about that. All right. Also on this CD, I'll let you tell who else is on here other than Jonathan and Marcus. Who else are you working with?
I got a saxophonist, Elon Trotman. I played with him, you know, when he came here too. It's another saxophone player, Gabriel Bello. Mm-hmm. He has an equal out of the Stevie Wonder tribute stuff. Got a homeboy that just released a record. He a bass player, John Dillard. He do a lot of stuff with, you know, Brian Simpson, 480 East, and, you know, basically everybody that come, you know, to the city. It's another trombonist around here that just released an album. Buff Dillard, you know, got him on it. So, and really just in my city, just a lot of the hottest musicians that's in the area, I was able to, you know, to get on the record. So, you know, it was a blessing to be able to, you know, to get, you know, I play a lot of stuff, but, you know, some of them I don't play as good as those guys, but also just to, you know, feed ideas off of each other.
Yeah. In fact, we talked to John Dillard about getting him on the show. So I'm working on that because I like his new release as well. So we're working on getting him on the show. Now, the saxophonist Gabriel Bello, I heard his Icebox CD. I really loved that title track, Icebox, on that. And I need to find out if he's working on new music. How did you meet him? Or are you guys like friends as well?
Yeah, we friends. He's in Charlotte too. He happened to come to a gig. I mean, actually, John knew him before I did. And really, when Elon came to Charlotte, Gabe came, you know, Gabe, which is a saxophone player, also came to see Elon. And then I met him, and we had kind of seen each other on Facebook because we had a lot of mutual friends. And he had just hit me up and said, you know, we're in the same city. I feel like I should know you, but we really had never met. So then I ran into him when he came to check Elon out. And then, you know, of course, I asked him, you know, if I could get him on the record, you know. And, you know, of course, he, you know, he said he would, you know, he would do it. So.
Okay. Now, you're pictured on the on both covers on Versatility and Come Groove With Me as a guitarist, but you're actually a multi-instrumentalist. You play multiple instruments on both CDs. What other instruments are you playing?
Actually, my main instrument is piano, keyboard, but I do some bass and guitar. Of course, all the auxiliary stuff, you know, horns and stuff. But, you know, really, really more of a pianist, you know, keyboards. But, you know, I play a lot. You know, most of those songs up there started from the guitar. So, you know, all the rhythm and some of the lead stuff I play.
Okay. All right. So what was the concept behind Come Groove With Me?
The song or the whole record?
The whole record.
I just, you know, I want to, you know, I tend to be, when I sit down, be more of a laid back, you know. Everybody tell me I'm kind of nonchalant and cool, you know. So I just said, you know, I kind of want to change it up a little bit and just kind of make it a little more edgier than the first one. So, you know, like a lot of times, you know, when I'm practicing different progression stuff on the guitar, you know, I just kind of just start with something rhythmic, and then, you know, every time I get an idea, you know, I put it in my phone, and then till I get a chance to get down to the studio. So a lot of that stuff came from either just when I was practicing, or, you know, in church I play organ and keyboard sometime when the preacher talking, you know, you just sitting in, or during offering, just making up little grooves, and I'd be like, man, I can use that, and I just put it in my phone. And then when I get home, you know, honestly, you know, I'd be amazed. Some of that stuff, I don't know where it comes from, you know, just ideas. You know, I just look at it as a blessing from God, because, you know, some of that stuff, even when I listen back to it, I wonder, you know, how I was able to come up with it. Because a lot of stuff, you know, I say I do pretty much all the ideas, you know, all the production and arrangements, you know, myself. And then, you know, then I bring the guys in. But normally I already give them a reference to go by, and I just let them do them by the time they come in. So, but it's hard to really say exactly where. It's just, you know, just like a God-given talent or inspiration, really.
Okay. Now, you said that your friends say that you are a laid-back type of guy. I have never met you, Paul, but I can agree with that. I think that's true, because even with looking at your pictures, you know, just from looking at your pictures, I get the feeling that that's what you are. You're just kind of this cool, laid back type of guy.
I'm easy going, stress free. I mean, my parents used to fuss at me when I was growing up because I used to play basketball, and whenever I come home, they said they couldn't tell whether I won or lost because I looked the same when we win or we lose. And then even sometimes the church, the guy said I could be in the middle of a tornado and still look the same, you know. So I mean, I just try not to stress, you know. I just that's my vibe, you know. Some people more amped. I'm just cool, I guess.
Right. Okay. Now, I recently interviewed Najee, and I've asked him this question that I'm going to ask you. With Jonathan Fritzen and Marcus, well, especially with Jonathan, because he lives in Sweden, so I'm not sure if you guys did the music while he was still here in the States, or if you sent the music to him over the internet.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay, so when you sent your music to Jonathan over the internet, did you also send him a chart to go by, or did you just let him free play what he wanted to play?
I let him free play, because the one he's on is kind of just like a really like a bluesy type funky track. So, I mean, really, once he find the relative key, you know, he kind of just, you know, do his thing. And I'm more of a field player. You know, I mean, of course, I know some theory and I know how to read charts, but I mean, for me, a lot of times, I don't want to be tied to a chart because sometimes that just kind of, for me, it kind of limits me. Now, if I don't know a tune, it'll help me, you know, get through it. But, you know, for that, I just sent him the music, just told him, you know, to kind of do what he do.
Okay. And that's also the same with Marcus and Gabriel?
Right. Now, Gabriel, I did kind of, because he's in Charlotte, you know, so I actually went to his house and he wasn't able, I was hoping he was gonna track it while I was there, but I just had kind of, I had some guitar solo lines and I basically, you know, talked out where I wanted him, whether I wanted harmony or, you know, the line that I wanted. But then, you know, with me, I try not to tie no one's hands too much. So, I mean, I'm a stickler kind of on what I want, but I don't want to be too much of a stickler to where I don't want to give guys, you know, their room to, you know, do what they do, you know, and people that I trust, you know what I'm saying, that they not going to just go crazy or put a minor over a major, you know, they got good musical sense, you know. And then right. I just tell them, I ask for more and send me the files and I can always edit, you know. So if I say, yo, or even I say, give it to me how I ask and then give me a take with what you would do. And then okay. I chop it up, you know, when I get to the house.
Okay. Now, that brings me to a question that Ali, he was in the chat room, asked Najee. So I'm going to ask you that same question. He wanted to know if when an artist sends you music, like let's say Jonathan, for instance, Jonathan did his part on the CD. And let's say you didn't really care for it or you didn't like it. Would you send it back to him and say, you know, man, could you do, you know, this a little differently or add this to it or take this away?
Yeah, because especially with what I had to pay Jonathan. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm expecting my money. But yeah, I had to pay, you know, I mean, he gave me a little break. But, yo, I'm not used to paying, you know, as much as what he charged you. But I respect, you know, because at the time he had the number one song on Billboard, you know, I respect him, but, you know, so if, you know, if I ain't like it, you know, I would have been like, you know, if I felt like he just gave me a rush job, you know, I'd be like, you know, I'd be like, just like anybody, you know, I'm paying you for a service and I don't really, I need you to treat me like you, you know, you might not know me like that, but, you know, I need the same, you know, I'm paying you, so.
Right. That's understandable. That's totally understandable. Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to the track that Jonathan is on. It's called Stanky Fusion. Tell me about this.
Well, I started the track and I was just like, you know, it's funky, you know, and then in the middle, it go to like a fusion. And then when I thought funky, really, it was going to be called Stanky James, like, because James Brown is normally funk. But then I looked it up. Somebody already had a name, Stanky James. So I said, funky is, you know, stanky, you know what I'm saying? So that's where the Stanky Fusion came. So, again, I just kind of was practicing on the guitar. And then actually, that's what I started out with, just the line. And then I said, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, and then just kind of tried to build for that. So that, you know, the concept came initially from, you know, it's a funky track that goes into like a fusion in the middle. And then, you know, I just, you know, chose a different word than funky. So.
Okay. All right. So this track, Stanky Fusion, features Jonathan Fritzen and Elon Trotman.
Yeah, Elon is up there too, yeah. We'll be right back.
Stanky Fusion from Paul Whitley's new CD, Come Groove With Me. Haven't seen Jonathan Fritzen perform live. That was right up his alley. I can see him playing that.
Oh, yeah, spinning around and dropping down and jumping up. Yeah.
Yes, I could definitely see him playing that song. I want to ask you a question about something I heard on the radio this morning. And I don't know if you saw my post on Facebook, but it's about Kanye West copywriting the E minor chord. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't. No.
So part of the article says Kanye West has recorded the E minor chord on its own as a 10-second song on his new album. This means that anyone wanting to use the E minor chord now has to request permission from Mr. West. So my question to you as an artist is, how will that affect or change the way you write music, or will it at all?
I mean, it won't. If that's the case, I go to F minor, E flat minor, or I make it a F minor 9, you know, a 13 or 11, you know, I alter it.
Okay. So this particular cord is not something that is that has to be, you know what I'm saying, it has to be used or played. It can be tossed.
It's used. I mean, I'm surprised they let him copyright. I mean, because it's music, you know. So I mean, if he does that, then people are probably gonna start copywriting all the chords. You know what I'm saying? And I don't. That's kind of strange. I hadn't heard that. You know.
Yeah, I didn't know you can copyright, you know, chords and notes and stuff like that. I didn't know you can do that. But
Yeah, maybe if they play it just like him, like I don't know if he's just holding the chord for 10 seconds, you know what I'm saying? But normally, you know, I think you get either 4 or 8 bars without permission anyway. Like you can sample at least a certain amount of music, but I mean, to me, that's kind of weird, you know.
yeah, and
My
to me, I don't know anything about, you know, notes and chords or anything like that. But when I read that, I thought, well, how is this going to affect an artist now writing music? And you know, especially if that particular chord is instrumental to a song, then what are they going to do? Okay.
Like I said, I mean, that's one chord out of thousands. So, you know, and a song is built of different chords. But I mean, I think it's enough of us that would try to fight that some type of way. I mean, he would have a lot of people to try to sue, you know. It
So
wasn't just.
at the end of the article, it says fears were growing that the super producer may end up copywriting every chord, thus owning all of the music. I'm like, okay. All right. Well, I thought that was really interesting, and I just wanted to get a an artist's view on that, you know, in terms of how it would affect your guys' music. But if it doesn't, then it doesn't. So that's cool.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think it's enough of us where, I mean, could that affect country, God, it's a whole, everybody does music, so that would affect a lot of people, and he's one person, you know what I'm saying? And I think, that would be, it would be some type of infringement, or he can't monopolize it. That, I just can't see that standing,
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, he's out there anyway. So when I read that, I took it with a grain of salt. so anyway, now I want to ask you about the drummer on Stanky Fusion. Who is that?
That's actually Cedric Thompson Jr., CJ. His father is Cedric Thompson Sr. Like, he's a super gospel producer. You know, he's done like Donna Lawrence, Tri-City, Karen Clark, TDJ. I mean, he done basically done everybody in the industry. And his mother's a singer, Lejeune Thompson. She came out of the John P. Key camp. So did Ced play there, and I mean, so yeah, I mean, he came up, his dad, like I said, super producer. So, I mean, even the discipline, he's always been around, music all his life. So, he really didn't have much choice, but to be, and I like him because he got chops, but he know how to, play pocket. But, if he needs to come out and, chop and do some licks, he can do it. But he does have the discipline and know when and where to play stuff.
Okay. Now you mentioned gospel. This CD, Come Groove With Me, has a mixture of gospel, jazz, and R&B, and they're all originals.
Right.
Yeah,
Well,
that's
I
cool.
did a version of "It's So Sweet," which is a hymn, but I altered it on the end. But I do, that the only one that wouldn't be the original is the "It's So Sweet" hymn.
Okay. I want to read part of Jonathan Wittrand's review of Come With Me. He says about Paul, a veteran gospel and contemporary jazz performer, pianist, and multi-instrumentalist, Paul Whitley believes music and rhythm is a gift from God. It's a message that carries a sound that explains the truly divine inspiration behind this alternately supercharged and sultry set of gospel, jazz, and R&B originals. They spotlight Whitley's artistry as a keyboardist and composer while shining spotlights on emerging genre talents, Jonathan Fritzen, Elon Trautman, and Marcus Anderson. With blazing George Duke-like fusion flavors, Whitney invites us to come groove with me But he'll also get you into a romantic, even spiritual move with the slow, simmering ballad Tranquility and the elegant, exotic atmospheres of Take Me Away. Accept Whitley's invitation to come groove with me now. Nice review. Yeah, really nice review. So, okay, so what's coming up in terms of performances for you in your area?
You know, honestly, being transparent, you know, it's a little where I stay, you know, I do some stuff maybe once a month, but, you know, for me, I do a lot of other stuff from production to, you know, sound man, you know, so it got to make sense for me to come out, you know, you know, and perform, you know, I want to, so I'm still even just honestly trying to get more good gigs, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if I'm going to just make $100, I kind of have to stay home at this point, you know? So, you know, so I'm really just trying to get the marketing and really just more about me. Really being an artist is really about third down the line of what I do. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind that being a main thing for me, you know, but, you know, and I'm, you know, hopefully to get on some of, you know, maybe the festivals or, you know, some of the other stuff. So hopefully, I know another lady I'm producing. I know in November we're going to be on a show with Jill Albright and Norman Brown. I mean, that's in November, but, you know, still, you know, I'll probably, you know, do some of my stuff on that particular gig or whatever. So you know, I'm really just trying to get some really good gigs, even where I can move some units and, like I said, just still, you know, marketing it to radio and stuff like that also.
Okay. All right. Well, we are coming up on the 30-minute mark. So I am going to play some more music after I say goodnight to you, but I want you to pick the songs that I play.
Okay. Well, I would say play Tranquility, which is my current single, and then You Make Me Smile.
Okay. And,
How many are you gonna play? So
I know. I think I can get in at least four.
Okay. Baila Conmigo.
Okay. And what does that mean?
Come dance with. That's dance with me in Spanish.
Baila Conmigo. Okay. Cool.
About, I mean, right. The dance con is with and migo me. So,
okay.
And then come grow with me.
Okay. Got it.
And then if you got a few, play a little bit of the tis so sweet on the end if you got time.
Okay. Tis so sweet. Got it. Number okay, I got that. All right, so let everyone know where they can find your music and you on the web.
Well, I got a website, it's paulwhitley.com, www.paulwhitley.com. I mean, I'm on Facebook, on the Paul Whitley, Twitter, Paul Whitley Jr. You can find my music on iTunes, Rhapsody, CD Baby, you know, all of the digital outlets or whatever.
And are you on Instagram?
I am. I don't remember my name, though. I think it's either Paul Whitley or Paul Whitley Jr.
Okay.
On Instagram.
All right. I'll look that up and let everyone know.
Right. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you giving me some time this evening.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too, Terry, and I look forward to doing it again.
All right. Definitely.
All right.
You have a good evening.
All right. You, too.
All right. That was guitarist Paul Whitley. His brand new CD is called Come Groove With Me. I am going to try to get in all of these songs that he mentioned. But again, you can find his music on the website, paulwhitley.com, iTunes, CD Baby, Twitter. Follow him on Twitter at Paul Whitley Jr. And I'll go ahead and start this song, track number 5, and then I'll find out if he is on Instagram. This track is called Tranquility.
Thank you.
That was Tranquility from guitarist Paul Whitley's new release, Come Groove With Me, with Elon Trotman on saxophone. If you are just joining us, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. We just finished talking to Paul Whitley, but you can always hear that interview once the show ends and archives. You can come back to blogtalkradio.com and search for Paul Whitley to hear the interview, or you can download it on iTunes. But before Paul left, I asked him to pick the songs that I will play in the last half hour. So you just heard Tranquility. The next song is called You Make Me Smile.
Thank you.
You Make Me Smile from Come Groove With Me, guitarist Paul Whitley's new CD. You can pick this up on his website, paulwhitley.com, and it's also available on iTunes and CD Baby. Welcome to the chat room, guest 7049 and guest 7168. We had a short visit with Paul. He was only with me for about 30 minutes, but again, you can hear that interview once this show ends and archives. You can download it from iTunes, or you can also come back to blogtalkradio.com and search for Paul's name and listen to the interview there. Before Paul left, he picked songs to play, so that's what you're hearing. That was You Make Me Smile featuring Tony Lilo on vocals and Buff Dillard on the trombone. Really nice track there. Really nice. All right, the next track is called Bala Comingo, and Paul said this means in Spanish, come dance with me. Baila Conmigo. Love that. That's a nice track to get up out your chair and dance to. If you sit in your chair after listening to that, really nice track. Again, that is from guitarist Paul Whitley's new release, Come Groove With Me. All right, the next track that he chose is the title track. So I'm going to play that next.
Thank you.
The title track from Come Groove With Me was Marcus Anderson on saxophone and Paul Whitley on vocals. Nice, another nice track there. Another nice track. All right. The last song that Paul picked was track number 11 called Tis So Sweet. And this track features saxophonist Gabriel Bello. Wow, that was beautiful. Tis So Sweet. That was from guitarist Paul Whitley's brand new CD, Come Groove With Me. You can find that on his website, paulwhitley.com, and also on iTunes and CD Baby. Well, there you have it, a sample of what's on the CD. If you like what you heard, definitely support the artist and you'll purchase his music. for sure. All right. Thank you, Ollie J and the guests in the chat room. Thanks for hanging out with me and listening to this music. I enjoy enjoy your company, and thank you for keeping me company. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen, and I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth and have a good evening. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.